Chapter 1 Tuesday, May 24th, Chicago, Illinois. FBI Special Agent Kim Otto was all too aware that life could pivot from comfortable to catastrophic in an instant, particularly in Chicago. Always vigilant, she carried threat-level awareness in her body at the cellular level. 20 minutes into her run, a driver mashed the grabbers and laid on his horn. Kim jumped several inches off the sidewalk and turned toward the danger. The sedan stopped mere inches before he would have mowed down a jaywalker wearing earbuds who was crossing the street, oblivious to the danger. Kim's heart picked up a couple of beats. The pedestrian increased his pace and jogged across the street out of the sedan's path. The driver accelerated on his way, perhaps a bit more carefully. And that was the end of it. No one got hit. No one died. The driver didn't jump out and shout at the careless pedestrian. The pedestrian didn't flip the guy off or yell obscenities about driving recklessly in a residential neighborhood. Kim's heartbeat returned to normal, and the tension in her shoulders eased as she moved along. Crisis averted. In general, Chicagoans were polite Midwesterners, which was one reason Kim enjoyed the city. The vibe felt normal and comfortable to her, very similar to her home in Michigan. Like law enforcement everywhere, she was hyper-aware of Chicago's increasingly violent crime statistics. More than 600 homicides had been committed here last year alone. Her situational awareness kept the needle pegged in the red zone on her internal threat meter at all times. But it felt great to be outside, using her body, stretching her muscles. Forced inactivity was against her nature as well as a waste of time, and she hated it. She ran in the posh neighborhoods where, statistically speaking, the population was less likely to kill each other midweek in broad daylight. She had spent too many hours waiting, doing paperwork, and sitting on the sidelines the past few days, which had motivated her to run twice a day, meaning she'd completed her usual 5-mile fitness routine in the morning and now a more relaxed 5 miles in the afternoon. Running was automatic, and soon she was in the zone where her body did the work without conscious volition, while her mind was free to wander back to problems with her job and her new partner. Her assignment was to find Jack Reacher, and he was slipping through her fingers. Every minute she spent here in Chicago, instead of tracking Reacher's movements, gave him time to widen the gap between them. It was her new partner's fault, and she couldn't forgive him for it. Not yet, anyway. Nor could she simply leave Burke here alone. He was her number two. She was responsible for him. She didn't have it in her to blow him off, even though he'd abandoned her more than once. But as her mother often said, two wrongs didn't make a right, no matter how you did the math. She'd demanded a new partner after her previous one retired. 12 days ago, the boss had assigned FBI Special Agent William Burke. On paper, Burke was perfect. He had served as a Navy SEAL before joining the FBI, which meant he should have been both supremely capable and reliable. He should also have understood the chain of command. She was the lead agent on this assignment. She'd been on the hunt for Reacher since the beginning. Burke was the new guy. He'd been reminded of that status by the boss more than once, yet he blew off his orders as if they'd been written in sand. He took risks he shouldn't take, with his life and with hers. She'd never warmed up to Burke, and her gut said the lack of appropriate feelings of loyalty, camaraderie, and friendship was mutual. In short, he made her uneasy, and she couldn't put her finger on the exact reason, which made her even more uneasy. For the second time since he'd come on board, Burke was in the hospital. He'd be released tomorrow, which might be the good news or the bad news. She'd been expecting a full report about Burke from a confidential source at the NSA. The report hadn't come through, and she'd waited in Chicago, waiting as long as she could, without arousing undue suspicion. Time to move on and hope the NSA report would catch up with her soon.